Welcome to this week's Dirt Shed Show with me, Martin Ashton.
And myself, Ron Burgundy.
This rich pain.
How are we doing?
This week, we're confronting the changing face, the changing landscape, if you like, of mountain biking.
Now, some people, and I think I might be one of them, argue that mountain biking is transforming before our very eyes, and in more ways than one. Now, just this weekend, we had a great example of how mountain biking is metamorphosizing. I know you like that. The first natural selection bike event took place, bud.
Yeah, previously known as Proving Grounds, the competition is now part of the Natural Selection Tour, which is expanding beyond its snowboarding routes to include mountain biking, surfing, and skiing.
Yes, good. It's a hell of an event, wasn't it? Now, Natural Selection Bike featured a men's and women's division, blending three of mountain biking's most dynamic disciplines. So we had big mountain free ride, slopestyle, and downhill.
There's your third hand for that. The finals took place in Queenstown, New Zealand, and marked a historic day for freeride mountain biking with a crowd of 1,500 spectators cheering them on. Szymon Godziak of Poland and Camino Guerra of Argentina won the top spots with impressive runs. Like that pronunciation?
Mate, you've been practicing.
I literally have.
Godziak scored a massive 92.88 with a packed run, and Noguera had an equally impressive score of 86.50 to take the win.
Yeah, in the chasing pack, Hannah Bergman and Carson Storch took the runners-up spots in their respective categories.
Yeah, and Louis Rabul took third in the men's division. Adolf Silva won the best trick award, and Finley Kirschenman, I believe that's correct, hopefully, won best style award, which is made even more impressive because Finlay from the US qualified for the finals through the Dream Ticket event, which took place the previous week.
That's flat out, actually. I love that Dream Ticket thing.
That's a good idea, isn't it?
Gives everyone a chance to get in there. Janelle Soukop and Carson Storch were co-recipients of the Spirit Award, recognised for their energy and passion throughout the event.
Yeah, now Godziak was suitably chuffed with his win, saying, "I love this event. It's a mix between slopestyle, freeride and downhill, and you have to be a very skilled rider to be able to ride on these features. There are sections where you need to really manage your speed to be safe and get the landings. My goal was to be the guy who mixed it up and did everything. I did front flips, back flips, tailspins, 360s and Supermans. It's what I wanted to do, and I'm definitely going to be back next year." You did loads.
It was sure.
That's a hell of a list.
Yeah. I thought you were going to do the accent.
No, because that would just be offensive.
Yeah, and the women's champ was equally complimentary about this new format, saying, "I'm stoked that I won. I've put in a lot of work. It was such a technical course, so I'm really happy with the result. This is the first natural selection bike. It's going to be huge in the future, and I'm so happy to have been part of it." Brilliant.
Yeah. Now, if you haven't seen much, we can all enjoy watching the event as live on Red Bull TV and Natural Selection's YouTube channel on March the 5th, which is, I'm looking forward to that.
Yes, absolutely. Well, as live, does that mean they didn't edit it? We'll see.
Moving on.
Yeah. So there we have it. Another game-changing event enters the ranks of alternative MTB spectaculars, sitting alongside the hardline events, Crankworx, Red Bull Rampage, Hard MTB, and Enduro, of course. You know, Hard Enduro, Hard MTB. That is my favourite idea that we've got coming this year.
I like that. Because it's up and down.
Yes.
It's a mixture of all types of features. It's like a lot of these are still very just massive jump orientated, but this is everything.
Yeah,
this
of course, it's the dream child of Braden Bringhurst.
Yeah.
He's got this great idea. Compact little location, get everything in. Great for spectators.
Sprint laps almost,
absolutely.
Enduro seems so ingrained now, but it was the original challenger to the OG disciplines. We really do have a growing definition of what taking part in mountain bike looks like and what the sport itself is becoming.
Yes. The original concept of racing down a hill or bashing out cross-country laps is under pressure for some very compelling and highly entertaining formats.
Yeah, I gotta say, the natural selection looks incredible. One for Blake, maybe, right there. What are we saying?
We're sending Blake on a trip.
Yeah.
My favourite. Here's another thing I really do hope is changing in mountain biking. Did you see this inspiring post from Isabeau Couturier? She put this on Instagram telling of her struggle with body image.
Yeah, in part of the post, she describes how she has struggled by saying, "I'm not super comfortable sharing my story, but decided to do so. Because I wish a world champion back when I was a teenager told me to keep on riding and chasing my dreams rather than focusing on my body image."
Yeah, she added, "I grew up with magazines showing super skinny women being what you had to look up to, and being told that a thigh gap is cool. I felt I would never be considered an athlete if I wasn't looking a certain way, rather than how I performed." Stupid, right? "Well, I know I'm not the only one," this is Isabeau still talking here, "I never want a young girl shredder now feeling that she doesn't belong. It's about what you do, who you are, and the work you put in. Work with your body. It's capable and strong if you invest in it." Impressive stuff.
Strong words. I like it. That's, I mean, that is actually brilliant. I really hope that someone who needs to hear that did. At the end of the day, we should all be able to appreciate our own bodies and what we can do with them, although some really struggle with that.
Yeah.
It's tough.
I mean, we all naturally understand how important that is and how mountain biking is pushing for more inclusion and positive representation through many of these new events.
Yeah, absolutely. In a recent research paper titled Instrument Not Ornament, written by Catherine Ketchum of Oklahoma State University, she explores women's experiences of body objectification and how belonging to an all-women's mountain biking group changed their performance and body image.
Catherine's work investigates how women in sports, including mountain biking, often face body objectification, with societal pressures prioritising appearances over function. The pervasive thin ideal fuels body dissatisfaction and self-objectification, particularly in male-dominated sports like MTB, where women encounter marginalisation and discrimination.
Gosh, and here's why these new events like Natural Selection Bike are so important. They have become amazing platforms for the women's riding scene, creating a cohort and community of women taking on riding that most of us would shy away from.
Yeah, some of the riding's absolutely crazy.
They're mental.
In a nutshell, that is the conclusion to Catherine's paper, how an all-women's mountain biking group can offer a powerful counterbalance, shifting the focus from how bodies look to what they can do. It's within those communities where women find empowerment and confidence, feeling valued for their skills and abilities rather than their appearance, fostering a more positive and functional relationship with their bodies. Hear, hear. Obviously, I can't talk what it's like for being a female mountain bike rider, and definitely shouldn't. But in some respects, I get it. I can imagine it must be pretty tough, because these days, I'm certainly someone who does struggle with body image, if I'm honest. My injury has changed my body in many ways, and I'm certainly not very comfortable with my appearance. Although I would say I'm quite appreciative of what my body can do. So I'm halfway there, I guess, Rich.
You're a beautiful human, Mark. Come on.
Thanks,
yeah, I mean,
thanks, carry on.
That is actually, if you think about it, quite a thought-provoking and an insightful thing from Isabeau to have done there, and it did sort of take us on quite the journey, and I think that does make her more than just a world champ.
She's just the sort of world champ you want.
Yeah, 100%.
Got
role model.
To say. Brilliant, absolutely. Let us know in the comments what you think about your body image as a mountain biker. Has it helped you achieve goals along those lines, or would you admit you're hoping that MTB will transform you and your body?
Right, lastly then, more evidence that mountain biking is changing. Remember, only last year we were all stunned by Dakota Norton's crazy handlebar rise.
Yeah, he had everyone in the pits scratching their heads because his times were speaking for themselves. A second place overall at Val d'Isol World Cup and semi-final wins at both Skirk and Leger World Cups.
Well, we did say that mountain biking is changing, and here's the proof, as Renthal are one of the first big brands to offer up the super high-rise Dakota-style bars. And Dakota knows it too, jumping in on Renthal's Instagram post right away. Loves it.
Yeah, that's that's quite funny.
It is.
He turned up in there like, a little nod here. That's my idea. Yeah. Mr. Norton is obviously feeling the new 50, 60 and 70 mil high-rise Fat Bar 35s. The new bar is also wider at 820 mil width.
That's flipping wide. I run 760s. 820 seems huge. Yeah, does 70 mil sound too high to you? Well, Neil tested the idea last year and he said it was surprisingly good. But let us know in the comments if you are planning on getting high. You plan on getting high anytime soon? In 2025.
Right. Yeah, right. Time for some news with Tom.
What's up, everyone? Martin has done a great job covering all of the action and results from natural selection already, so we'll move straight on to the Crankworx Summer Series from Christchurch, where Natasha Miller and Caden Ingersoll won the slopestyle. Jake Atkinson, who we've actually featured on the channel before, came third at the gold level FMBA event. Well done, Jake. Jenna Hastings and Lackey Stevens-McNabb won the downhill race, Sabrina Korsakova and Ryan Gilchrist the pump track. Over in Australia, it was Troy Brosnan and Sian Ahern taking victories at the Thredbo Cannonball DH. Troy's helmet cam is insane, both in how tight he is to several big rocks and the rally-style crowd parting towards the bottom of the track. Deviate bikes have a fresh new look with some colour updates across the range for 2025. The Iona Green on the Highlander 2 and the Oban Sand on the Claymore are lovely looking colours. Being a Scottish brand, the bearings on the bike have wiper seals and O-rings, and the linkage has a grease port to keep bearings topped up. But when time cut does come for new bearings, though, Deviate will now cover you on their lifetime bearing replacement program. Another brand going a similar route is Pivot, who will be offering a bearing replacement program as part of their premier warranty on all 2024 and beyond bikes. You have to register the bike for the premier warranty within 30 days of purchase. Otherwise, you just retain the 3-year frame warranty as standard. Something I missed from a few weeks back, you can now get 510 Freerider shoes with boa dials rather than laces. The same stealth rubber, flat soles, but with that lightweight adjustable on-the-fly lacing system that Boa offers. Available in both black and red or white with a gum sole, these will set you back £150. Let's end with this tasty teaser from Cascade Components, the company milling custom linkages for all manner of bikes. This, to me, looks like they're going one step further. That colour certainly looks like the green of a Stump Jumper 15 Expert. My theory is that rather than just the linkage, Cascade have designed a whole new high pivot rear end for the freshly released bike. Something that, to the best of my knowledge, we've not really seen too much of before. Could be wrong though, it has happened before. Anyway, let's crack on with the rest of the show. Here's Toff with this week's Sickest Thing.
Right, this week's Sickest Thing has to be his new 20-minute film from Ollie Wilkins and Jacob Gibbons called Not Bored Yet. The whole video is about why he loves mountain biking so much and how he's just stayed consistently stoked for so long. Some pros come and go depending on industry trends or because their time in the spotlight is dictated by racing or freeride competition results. But Ollie's just consistently been there for as long as I can remember, and that was like 2003. I think it's cool it shows how he transitioned from a rigid 24-inch trails rider to a respected all-rounder, but how trails riding is still such a cool part of him. And it's just so sick that we get to see some footage from some of the most legendary top secret super trails of all time, aka Jimmy's Trails. The video was filmed over a couple of years and it's got a lot of soul in it. It definitely got me so stoked on bike life. So yeah, definitely worth checking this one out. Right, that's my sickest thing this week. Time to go back to the shed.
Thank you, Tom. Right, it's time for
Hacks and Bodges. Hacks and Bodges. Hacks and Bodges.
Good one. First one from Yentl Cares. Carbon fiber fender here.
He says,
when you have a carbon bike, but you can only get the plastic mud guards from Fox, so decided to make my own in carbon.
What?
Ended up only being 35 grams. Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Hey, that's a great hack.
Wonder what it costs to make that, though.
But one thing I would say, right, talking to mud guards, remember, if you're hoping to block some of the muck and puddles from your eyes, then we have our GMBN Enduro guards in the shop.
Oh, seamless.
$9.99. Really simple little piece of kit. Goes on very easy.
Fits almost any bike.
Fits almost any bike.
Comes with zip ties.
Yeah, and of course, we love that support in the shop.
Yeah.
And of course, our YouTube members too.
Yep.
So yeah, if you've got time, check it out on gmbn.com. Sorry to just cram us out of Hacks and Bodges there, but should we look at our next one?
Or if you've got a few quid, make your own carbon
actually,
one.
Actually, Yentl Cares has sent us in another
Hack and
Bodge. Take a look at this.
Oh, look at that.
Needed some protection for my bike when I put it in the van while traveling, but didn't find anything easy to do it. So.
Very good.
Yeah,
because my bikes get battered.
A surfboard cover.
I like it, just with a few modifications. Yeah, so that's really that is actually quite good.
It looks so pro.
It does. That looks like something you'd almost buy.
Yeah.
From somewhere.
Yeah, very good. Right, Daniel Taylor, Axis battery clamp bodge.
Oh dear.
This is brilliant. So basically, he's gone out on the trail. The battery holder.
Yeah, it's a little plastic clip.
It's clipped out. Is it clipped out or
broken? It snaps off.
Snapped off.
Yeah.
And he got there. His wife's bike needed fixing like this. So he's just I love how he's just snapped a bit of pencil.
Yeah, I mean, if it worked.
I hope he did it as smoothly as it looks. Like, his wife's like, oh, no, it's broken. He was like, no, he pulled the pencil from behind his ear. He went, let's go.
Was he on a building site?
I don't know, I just imagine it went like
I
that.
I mean, that is cool. I mean, it's a good bodge, that one.
It's very, very good.
But who's the winner, Mark?
I feel like Daniel should get the win.
What, although, for the pencil?
Although Yentl has sent us two, and they were
and
both
the surfboard
good.
Bodge, like, surfboard
Yentl.
Mod ones.
Yentl, you have won yourself a GMBN race top. Get in contact on our email. You can find it on the website. And, yeah, we'll get that over to you.
Do you know what Daniel has won?
What has he
won? An imaginary prize. It can be whatever you want.
Oh, brilliant. He's going to be really, really chuffed. yeah, they're great hacks and bodges. Yeah. If you've got a hack or bodge, make sure you do send it in to us, to our GMBN uploader, down in the description down below. I nearly said EMBN uploader, but we do have one of them as well.
Yeah, no, you can send stuff to
that.
Yeah,
it's a real thing. Right, it's time for, and we've got a new tune for dogs at GMBN.com. Feral dogs. Dogs at GMBN.com.
He always delivers. I sung last week. It's become a thing.
It's a thing. I love it. Right. First trail dog is Lola here at the end of Nitrous down at Hamsterley Forest.
Look at that.
Wide-eyed.
Hey, looks just buzzing to be...
Pumped.
Yeah. Pumped. Stout. I'm like, hey, I'm running. Let's go again.
I love it. It's very... Like, that's what it looks like, doesn't it?
It does.
Send
it does.
It again. Right, next we've got an Aussie trail dog here. She loves it, makes her own trails. She spots a kangaroo.
Oh, God.
Haven't come across any drop bears yet. What's a drop bear? What's a drop
koala,
bear,
Joe? Isn't it?
A drop bear.
Is that a koala?
It's a fearsome bear that we have that drops out the trees.
It doesn't exist, does it?
You.
It doesn't
it's
exist, does
not,
it?
It's a koala bear, isn't it?
It's a little bit of an urban myth.
So it doesn't exist at all?
No, drop bears don't exist.
Oh.
Joe, our resident Aussie. There we go. Great trail dogs.
Yeah.
If you would like to try and be in our trail dog video that we're going to be filming, please send us your trail dog on an email to dogs@gmbn.com. Tell us about your dog, your partnership, little bit of video, photo, whatever you've got, and we might be giving you a call to be in our trail dog video. Right, things we like this week. Go on, Rich.
I've got a banger. Bored Yet by Ollie Wilkins.
Oh, I loved it.
It's basically saying he still loves riding. I can relate. I flipping love riding.
And
how can you... You can't get bored of something you love doing.
You can't with the amount of bikes he rides in that video. Oh, my God. And I like that that sort of like phone message feel to it.
Yeah.
Very, very Ollie, actually.
Yes. Yeah, it's cool.
It's very good.
I like that a lot. It's a good job.
Here's another one, and I think it's more signs that times are a-changing. with belted drive on offer at Archibald Bikes on their stainless steel high bivot trail bike.
It's a mad-looking thing.
Isn't it? It's very cool. On a similar vein, from Neat Bikes...
Yeah.
And the incredible talent of 17-year-old designer Paul de Bolferol. It's another belted offering.
It's cool, isn't it, with lugs?
But this is much more down the carbon tubes and lugs route.
But look, like, around that bottom bracket kind of junction.
Yeah, it's a lot of bolts.
Wow.
But isn't it amazing that kid's got that brand up and going? And
yeah,
he's got sponsors and brilliant.
We should get him on.
We should.
We should get him on. Lastly.
Oh, I love this. Love it.
Really?
Get on with it. Talk
so
about it.
So you've put this in the list. This one's Martin Swing. Is Yolanda Neff.
On Cannondale.
On Cannondale, which obviously there's... And it's, I mean, she's riding a bike.
What a brand. What a rider. Brilliant. Racing in Chelva in Spain. It was very hot, apparently, that event. And it's just cool to see her in her new colours. Iconic rider, iconic bike on a lefty. Love it.
It's an Ocho.
Love it. Right, caption contest.
Yeah.
These ones need parental advice or parental care, I think, a little bit. We've got Blake...
Blowing.
And Barry N says, and this is how you set the seat tube at 69 degrees. If you know, you know.
Yeah, the angle of the seat tube for climbing, isn't it?
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, is that what it meant? Oh, okay. What's this next one?
Next up from PhilB79, Blake will and can blow anything. I've been to Switzerland, it's true.
Ant Dodd says it's not Blake's new love, but his bike with benefits.
That's a good one as well. MTV Carl out with the cheese grips, in with the Oh, jeez.
Oh, God.
That's minging.
Callum O, this is not the most... This is the most elaborate bong I've ever built.
There's a lot of good ones in there.
We asked for it with that picture, really.
Yeah, we set ourselves up.
I don't think we should give away a mug.
Oh, really?
They're all so rude.
All right, does that mean it's double mugging next week?
No, we've got to give one away. Oh, I think it's going to be Blake, Will and Cam Blow anything. For Phil B. Yeah,
scarily true.
Well done. You've won yourself a stunt mug just like this one here. Congratulations. If you would like to win a stunt mug next week,
yes.
Then give us a caption for this. There you go.
Another There's special one.
Give us a caption in the comments and you could be winning next week. Good luck. Right, time for the bike vault. And first up, we've got a Janis from Leon Dickerson.
Pretty special.
Jamis or Yanis?
I say Jamis.
Yeah, there's a lot of mud guards on this one, dude.
All of them.
Yeah.
Every mud guard is on there.
There's so many mud guards.
Wow.
I like it.
Coming out swinging.
Next up, Chris Jacks. Rally Gold Centenary bike.
Ah, yes.
Wow.
Lovely bit of
Number kit. 001. This must be at... Rally.
Yeah, because you can see kind of a rally burner in the background
there.
That's
a chopper. That's a rally chopper.
Oh, is it chopper?
Yeah, it's a chopper.
What's the burner?
The burner's the BMX. I had the rally burner, and I had a rally grifter.
That makes sense.
And I had a rally boxer. Loved rally. Rally, British brand, if you don't know. Yeah. Very cool
it's
brand.
It's got the certificate next to it. Did we supernice it?
That's got me.
Yes.
Yeah.
Next
up, Steve Luna.
Yes.
Last ride before leaving for Houston on his Specialized Stumpy Evo Expert.
Nice. Looking good. Roval wheels.
I like the composition of the photo.
Yeah, so I like it on the steps, the stonework. That's super nice.
Yeah, right. Next up, let me get this name right. Mark Tatlongari in the Philippines with
That's
a Dartmoor Hornet.
I like it, Mark. Yeah. Bikes and beers. We've got a dropper on there, one by. Very nice. Super nice.
Really?
Yeah, super nice.
Oh, my word. Next up, we have got H. Dones. Decided to make a chisel hardtail as light and as fast as I can for the rattle gravel.
Okay.
Yeah, nice. So a bit of a gravel
engine. Looks hellish uncomfortable
Lots
to me.
Lots of bags on it.
It's all the bags and none of the suspension.
Is it just the hardness?
Yeah, it just looks like those Envy rigid foot.
You have got a bad back though, dude. She's probably not loving the hardtail right now.
I'm not loving it.
Let's give it a nice.
Yeah, it's nice.
It's very nice.
There's no such thing as a very nice.
I don't like saying people.
Moving on.
Next up, Curtis Pro Drives. This is a...
It's a Trek.
Beautiful looking Trek Roscoe.
I like the colour scheme. Well, that's a super nice for me already, but...
Really? It's a lot of colours.
Yeah, but you know, I like a lot of colours.
I suppose that it goes into the orange shirt and up into the yellow on the back.
No! It's non-drive side.
We take it back.
Sorry,
Curtis, you can't have a super nice, although you technically did.
Because when you look at the next one...
Gary Williams, who's given us a...
Really nice bike, this.
This is a giant rain, Advanced Pro.
Yeah, Olin's on the back, got the Zebs. He's got two mud guards, but it's not real sleek, yeah. What is that?
Should have just done that. Very, very
Access
cool.
Access dropper. That's nice. That's a super nice one.
And next up, Ryan Molyneux.
Oh, cool.
This was a Christmas present. Cube Stereo.
Good on ya.
Now, look at that. That is drive side. Pedals, 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
Trail in the background. There's literally nowhere
Bell on the bars. That. Yeah. Super nice, worthy.
And we're out the bike vault.
But your don't forget, dude. Where can they send their bike pictures to you?
Into the GMBN uploader, which is in the description down below. Please do send it. Of course, let us know in the comments what you think about all those changing world of mountain bike things we've been talking about. The events, the body image, the high-rise bars, all that
stuff. It's all going on, isn't it? It's all changing. Martin, it's been an absolute pleasure.
Yeah, it's been great fun, man. Let's hopefully see you again next week on the Dirt Shed Show. But for now, it's bye from us. See you later.
Goodbye.